we're speaking to the city Lord Mayor of the City of Parramatta, Councillor Andrew Wilson, to find out more. Mr. Wilson, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, how did this event come about? Where did this all start?
Well, Grandparents' Day has been declared, and there wasn't many people doing a lot of things with it. I think that it started over in the United States, like all holidays seem to. And we've picked it up because, you know, people are living longer. Grandparents are making a greater contribution than ever before. People are a lot fitter and healthier to do things than in the day of my grandparents.
Mm, I think that children are definitely being able to enjoy their grandparents a lot more these days. Grandparents are often very involved in their family's lives and their grandkids' lives, which is a beautiful thing. It's beautiful to see kind of cross-generational connections. What sort of activities can people expect tomorrow?
Oh, well, we've got a tool-making workshop with the Darug people doing that. There's a whole series of, games and things. There's a free community picnic from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and that's at Elizabeth Farm Reserve in Alice Street at Rose Hill. And a whole range of fun activities.
This sounds like so much fun. I think that this is going to be so great for so many families. Why do you believe it's important for families to connect across the generations? Why do you think that this day is so important for the community?
Well, it is. And, you know, we live such better lives in so many ways, but people tend to, you know, talk on the mobile phone at a bus stop instead of talking to their normal person, or instead of ringing your family, get on the internet and speak medieval Latin, if that's what you're interested in, with someone halfway around the world. And we lose that sense of community. So this is a chance to bring that sort of back.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. It's going to be so much fun. How many people are we expecting to get along?
Oh, it'll be in the thousands, I would say.
Yeah, good fun.
It's the first time we've done it, and you tend to find it's a bit of a guess the first time.
Mm.
We're doing that, and we think that, you know, the thing, like we're putting on a twilight screening of the movie Sing at 7:30 to get the whole family around, but a couple of thousand would be a very good result for the first time.
I think it would be great. It's going to be lots of fun, and the city of Parramatta has such beautiful locations as well to come together and to share this sort of an event. I think Rose Hill's going to be a great place for it all to go down.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth Farm is a beautiful historic cottage, and within brief walking of that, you have Experiment Farm and Hambledon Cottage and so forth. It's really a great place, Harris Park.
It's going to be good fun. Are you going to go down with the family tomorrow, Andrew?
Well, certainly. Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, wonderful. We'll see you there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Rightio. Thanks, Jess. Bye.
That was the Lord Mayor of the City of Parramatta, Councillor Andrew Wilson there, chatting to us about Grandparents' Day tomorrow. It'll be at Elizabeth Farm Reserve. You can enjoy a picnic. We'll pop a bunch of details on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast. Oh my goodness, this sounds like fun. I love when generations get to come together, when you get this cross-generational community and the spirit and the enjoyment. It's just such a beautiful thing. It's something that I don't think we celebrate enough, and it's something that should be celebrated a lot more. The older generations are such a wealth of knowledge and wisdom and just joy. So I think that this is going to be a really, really fun event. I lost my grandparents a few years ago, so I like to go to these events and kind of adopt other grandparents. It's always fun. It's always nice and good fun. You get out there, you get your fill of kind of wisdom from an old person and have a good day.